Hallelujah. Praise God. On this 301st day of the year 2018, hallelujah, you still up in here? Hallelujah, some noise ought to be going on. Hallelujah. You need to let the Lord know how grateful you are. Hallelujah. He kept you 301 days of this year. Hallelujah. He could have left us just yesterday. But we're here today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know you may be having some issues, but you're here with your issues. You could have been gone. Some of us lost a loved one, but you could have been gone with them. You are here. And it's that let everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. Jehovah. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody fool you. Hallelujah. There's no comparison nowhere else. Hallelujah. Because he is the greatest of the great. Hallelujah. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he reigns supreme. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we glorify God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not because we have been doing what we're supposed to do. Not because we dotted every I and crossed every T. Not even because we loved him like we're supposed to. But out of his grace and his mercy, he extended to us just a little while longer. And for this we say thank you. We just cannot thank him enough. While you're thanking him, he's still blessing. And so we're behind and can never catch up. Hallelujah. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God for our presider, Elders Green. And to all the other ministers in the house, for you to wave your hand, all ministers in the house. To all deacons, mothers, and other officers of the church, we wave your hand. Everybody else that's in here whose name, title, position has not been called, Praise God for you as well. And wave your hand as too. Everybody's special, everybody's somebody, everybody's precious in the sight of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everybody is a royalty that's saved. All right? And if you're not a royalty, you can be. All you got to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And he'll initiate you into the royal family. Hallelujah. So we glorify God for that. And everybody's looking good. And there's nobody bigger than anybody else. Just because you may have more dollars than they have. And you're just having them in your possession because it's not yours. They all belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news
time. Good news time. Okay, we were running on through today. Just 12:03. All right. A word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news time. Anybody need some good news?
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. You'll find our text today in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 27 through 30. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence saying thank you, God. Thank you for your love and your kindness and your help, and your joy and peace and protection. Thank you for bringing us here that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Pray now that thou would anoint us for this task. That the words of our mouth, meditation of our heart, be settled in your sight. Bless this congregation with what they stand in need of. That would empower them to go through this coming week. This we ask in your Son Jesus' name. And the people of God say, amen. Numbers 13, are you there?
Amen.
Begin with verse 27. And they told him and said, we came into the land whether thou sendest us. And surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong there, strong that dwell in the land. And the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwelled in the land of the south, and the Hittites and Jebusites and the Amorites dwelled in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelled in the by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it. Tell this person sitting near you, say, neighbor, we are well able. We are well able. From time to time, we get in our minds the notion that I can't. From the simplest thing to the most complex thing, we're saying, I can't. We're getting weary and doing what God said you can do. God tells us things we can do, and because it doesn't seem to be an easy task or a capable thing in our eyesight, we tend to doubt that we can do it, and fear enters in and causes us to withdraw and to lay back. But you have Jesus, and Jesus have you. And there's nothing impossible that you and the Lord cannot do. Everything is possible with him, but you got to believe it and put it in action. We quote things that others say, and we quote things that the scripture says. But when it comes down to putting it to use, it is far from our mind. But you got to know that the word said he gives us perfect peace to those whose mind is stayed on him. Your mind, and what he's talking about, your mind is stayed on what's in the word. Because in the word is, the word itself is your weapon and your vehicle for your victory in every case. You got to go by the word. You cannot allow anything to change your thinking. Keep focus on what God said, and everything will be all right. I'm not going to butter you long because I know your attention span won't last so long. So I'm going to go in. It's not what I got to say that's important, but it's what God says is important. So I'm going right into it. The book of Numbers tells us that 13th chapter said, God spoke to Moses, and he said unto Moses, send men that they may search out the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Now, God gives you something. He'll make a way for you to get it. And nobody can keep you from getting it but yourself. So God told Moses to get some men and tell them to search the land of Canaan. This land I have given to you. Now, of every tribe, he said, there of the fathers shall you send a man, everyone a ruler among you. And so when God sends out something to be done, he gets somebody that has some authority. When they bring back a word, it should carry some weight. So he didn't just say send anybody. Send somebody that's ahead of the Christ. Somebody got some authority behind their name. Like, for instance, if something's going on in your neighborhood, you call the police. Because they got some authority that you don't have. And they can get some things done that we can't do. And so he sent this, and then they have been trained, and so they would not be so fearful as we, you and I might be. And they can go and get the job done. So he sent these men with authority to search out the land. God commanded Moses to send them down by the wilderness of Paran. All those men that he sent were heads of the children of Israel. Okay, now God told them to search out the land. So Moses sent them to spy the land of Canaan. And they went into them. And he told them to get up this way and go southward into the mountain and see the land, so far, so good. Because that's what God told them to do. Search the land out. God had told them the land was rich. God had told them that the land flowed with milk and honey. It was a fertile soil. Good soil. They could make a good living there. Wouldn't have to worry about food to eat and stuff like that because the land was rich and fertile. So he said, see the land and the people that dwell therein. Now, in God's instruction, he didn't say anything about people. He said, the land. He told them that the land was rich, fertile, flowing with milk and honey. He said nothing about the people there. And sometimes we go and add on to what God tells us to do. We get some excess luggage that will hinder us from accomplishing our goal. God gives you a message and you add to the message and the person now rejects the whole thing because you have added on what he has assigned you to do. He told them to look at the people that live there and see whether they are strong or weak. That's something else to put some fear in them. Now, he only told you to do one thing. And we add on. because we let our feelings get in there. We now begin to make it about us rather than about God. Said, see what the land is like that they dwell in, and whether they be good, it will be good or bad. Now he's back in line. All right. See what the cities look like. Whether they be tents, living tents, or whether they're strongholds. Okay, back out of the place again. Now, he also told them that they see where the land is would be fat or lean. Now, God didn't really send them to do all this questioning. But God just wanted them to see what he had been promised them was that. He promised the land was rich. Now Moses is telling them, see if it's rich. That's questioning God. Whether God has told you a lie or not. See if it. But God already said it, and if God said it, it is so. Because God cannot lie. He don't have no need for lying. So they want to know whether the land is good or bad. What cities are in the land? And people that dwell in them, whether they're living in tents or strongholds, and whether the land is lean or fat, whether the wood therein or not. Now, you want to know if they're in the wood there or not. How else are they going to build the houses if you don't have them? And be ye good of good courage and bring the fruit of the land. Now, the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and they searched the land of the wilderness of Zin and Rohan, and as men come to Hamath. And they ascended into the south as they were told, came into the Hebrons and the Ammi and Shishai, Talmai, and the children of Anak. They saw all of that because Moses told them to look at them. Okay. And they stayed there 40 days, searching out the people and hiding. They might have spent more time hiding than were doing what God told them to do because of the people that they saw there, the obstacles that put in your way. God gives you a mission, and you start seeing things that you got to go through to get to that mission. And you come to the conclusion that you can't get there. You're not capable of doing it. I can't do this and I can't do that. But I ain't never done it before. If you ever thought about it, anybody ever done anything hadn't done it before until they'd done it the first time. Okay. Now they came in there and they came to the Brook of Eshcol. And there the word said they cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they buried it between two upon a staff, and also bought some pomegranates and figs. But didn't the same thing about them, but it described the grapes. And they must be a very strong plant, because it said they cut down. They didn't break the cluster off like we do. You can find little clusters and grapes in the store that you can just break off. But they had to cut these. Let them know that land produces strong fruits. And they had to bear on the staff between two. That must have been some big grapes. One cluster. Two people had to carry it. Now, when seeing that, they didn't need to go no further. They could have turned around and went on back and said, let them know that the land is everything that God said, but then they kept looking at the other things that the devil put in our sight. Kept looking at the other things that keeps us from doing the will of God. Keep us looking at the other things. And they saw the people and saw that they were big. They were like giants, some of them. And here they are, coming to their country. Coming to possess their land. So now fear is in their heart. And they came back from searching the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and stand to also to Aaron, and they told him, the congregation of the children of Israel, into the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them and said to all the congregation, we saw them, and they showed them the fruit of the land, and told them that we came into the land here to with them. Thou hast set us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey. God said it did. Why are we doubting that it did? God said you could. Why are you doubting that you can? God said you can go through this thing, and you can go through that thing, as long as you do it through me. Why are you doubting? God gave you a goal to reach. And God gave it to you, you will reach it. Why are you doubting? Glory be to God. And so he told him, hallelujah, the land flowed with milk and honey, just like God said so. But they said, nevertheless, be the people that's there, that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, he said, we saw the children of Anak there, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and Jebusites and Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and the coast of Jordan. Now Caleb stopped them from talking. He said, Caleb, steal the people. And he said unto them, let us go up at once and possess the land. Hallelujah. For we are well able to overcome it. See, the other 10 were sending out a negative report. They talked about the land, but they overshadowed with the people and the city and the things that's there that tend to be against them. Hallelujah. But Caleb said, you need to stop that kind of talk and let us go and do what the Lord said. And let us do it right now. Because we are well able. Children in your school, when the teacher's giving you something to do, don't get the attitude, I can't do it. But say, I'm well able to accomplish this kind of task. I'm well able because the God that's in me will make me well able to do it. Glory be to God. And so the men went up with him, said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. God said you could, and you said you can't. Isaiah said, whose report will you believe? Will you believe the word of God, or will you believe man's report? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know if God give it to you, he'll make a way for you to get it. But sometimes your faith had to be tested. You may have to go through this thing. You may have to go through that thing. But the thing is, you're going to go through, because God got his word out there. And we got to go through, hallelujah, and he has to prove his word by us going through. But if you don't go through, hallelujah, it ain't because God didn't make a way. You just didn't push your way. Sometimes you got to press, hallelujah, press your way. Paul said, I'm pressing toward the mark of a high calling in Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land thou we have gone to search it is a land that eat up the inhabitants thereof. Now let's think about that. If the land is eating up the people, why are they afraid to go? Why are they saying they saw all these people that's stronger than them? If the land is eating them up, hallelujah, glory be to God. The land though we have gone there, it eats up the inhabitants. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Hallelujah. Praise God. The land will make you strong. The word of God will make you strong and make you able to go through. Hallelujah. You're well able to handle every situation. Well able to cross every mountain. Hallelujah. Come out every valley. You're well able, hallelujah, to move forward in the Lord. You're well able, hallelujah, to complete the task that God gave you to do. You're well able, hallelujah. And because they did that, they believed in mass rather than the few. Two, Caleb and Joshua said we could. 10 said we couldn't. Hallelujah. See, sometimes the majority might rule, but the majority not always right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you got to go with what the Lord is saying. Stop saying what I feel like and say what the Lord says. Hallelujah. And when we do what the Lord said, everything's going to be all right, because he will make you able to go through. He will cause you to be able to climb mountains, get your feet like hind feet. You can climb mountains. Hallelujah. You can do the impossible. You can cross every valley, jump over every hurdle, scale every mountain, and do everything that God intends for you to do. But you got to stay focused and on point. Hallelujah. You are well able. It might look to be impossible. It might seem to be a task that you can't accomplish. But if God assigned it to you, he's already got the end in your favor. Hallelujah. You may have some setbacks, but you got to keep on holding on. Keep on moving forward in the things of the Lord. And when you move in the things of the Lord, victory is yours. Hallelujah. And that's enough for right now. There's someone here that don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are climbing in the mountains that seems like it's impossible for you to have climb, remember, with God you are able. Climb every mountain, cross every river, come out of every valley. If you desire to go to heaven, when you're through with this world, you must be born again. You must be saved. Questions asked how to get saved? By believing that Jesus is the Son of God and that he's Lord. The Bible says you can believe that in your heart, you can be saved. But with the heart, man believe it into righteousness. And with the mouth or tongue, it's confession into salvation. So believe that Jesus is Lord and that he died for your sins, rose on the third day, ascended to heaven, sit on the right hand side of the Father, pleading for you right now. Confess with your tongue that Jesus is Lord. Confess that you've been a sinner and want to give that life up in exchange for eternal life. If you do that and believe that what you ask the Lord to do when you ask him to come in your life and save you from your sin, or forgive you for your sin, salvation is yours by you believing. Just as it was when Caleb said, we are well able, because the Lord said so. You just got to believe it. This is the faith walk, not a sightseeing tour. Can't go by what we see, but what we believe. If anyone without church and needing the church at home, now's your time to come. Choir singing, invitations extended.
The lion and the lamb, lion and the lamb.